Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
As one former champion returns, another former champion leaves. We'll talk about both of them in just a second. Plus, could we see this guy again soon?
Throw a little gas in his ass, pump him up, call Vince. Fuck it.
I am crossing all things. For Tuesday, April 28th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
And his opponent, former WWE Champion, the modern-day Maharaja, Jinder Mahal!
Byron, you and I had the opportunity a number of years ago on SmackDown to call the surprise WWE Championship reign of Jinder Mahal. He held the title for 6 months. He knocked off Randy Orton to capture the championship.
Jinder Mahal surprised a lot of people in the past, and I think he's poised to do it again. If you are a superstar on Monday Night Raw, you should have your eyes locked on what Jinder Mahal is going to do, because Jinder Mahal is a serious threat.
So he's back. He is back. Feels like only yesterday you and I were talking about how he seems to be pacing to get back into a WWE ring. But Jinder Mahal is well and truly back in said ring. He made his return to in-ring competition on last night's episode of Raw. First match in almost a year for Jinder Mahal. 10 months to be exact. He went one-on-one with Akira Tozawa. A very dominant match for Jinder Mahal. And they were very keen to push the fact that he was a former WWE champion. You even heard it in the announcement at the very top as he was walking out to the ring. Former WWE champion Jinder Mahal. It was something they mentioned several times on commentary as well. A dominant performance by Jinder Mahal. His first since June of last year, he injured his patella tendon in in-ring competition, and it put him out for 10 months or so. And he's been ready to go since December. We thought we'd see him back at the Rumble. We didn't. We thought we'd see him back around WrestleMania time. We didn't. I genuinely thought if they were going to bring him back in, it was going to be as part of a story involving Drew McIntyre. I don't want to see Jinder and Drew headline a pay-per-view, but there is something you can address there and some fun you can have with that. Hey, we will see. He's only just turned up. Never know what's going to happen. Jinder Mahal back in a WWE ring. Apollo Crews, however, not so much, as it was announced on last night's episode of Raw that following an injury to his knee, which he suffered during the match he had with Andrade, Apollo Crews is now no longer competing in the men's Money in the Bank ladder match on the 10th of May. Now, this feels like and is a storyline injury, which occurred during the US title match between Apollo and Andrade, when Apollo jumped off the top rope and fell down immediately afterwards. He was grabbing his leg. He didn't look comfortable. The referee checked on Apollo. The match was stopped and Andrade was awarded the win. This seems like a storyline thing, and I don't quite know where we're going with this, but we will all find out together, won't we? You and I will talk more about Monday Night Raw a little bit later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. A brand new episode of Raw Graded will be online later today. Plus, Ross will be here with all those weird moments from Raw, probably going into more detail on that Apollo Crews injury as well with WTF moments.
From the Briscoe's Body Shop in Tampa, Florida. And folks, it's worth the trip. here comes the best hardcore champion of all time, Gerald Briscoe.
I'm sure Patterson thinks he's not the champion. Patterson was. Yeah, he's the person about that champion, you know. Yeah. There he is, modern day Jim Thorpe. Gerald Briscoe. He's past the 50 mark, you know.
Gerald Briscoe, former WWF hardcore champion. That was a great time on Raw. Sadly, no longer with the company, as Gerald Briscoe was one of those names that has been released from WWE. This is after that huge amount of layoffs that WWE did a couple of weeks back. And Briscoe is the latest name to come to light that was let go from the company, which is a devastating turn of events, because Gerald Briscoe has been sort of WWE's guy. He's been in the corner of WWE. He's been part of the company since 1984. One of Vince McMahon's most trusted advisors, a real life element that was brought to TV in the late 90s when he and Pat Patterson were the stooges for Vince McMahon. But his career it spans much more than just being lackeys to Vince on television. Him and his brother Jack in the 70s and the 80s, a dominant tag team. Both have had success in the singles ranks as well. He was also a key figure in the early wrestling war, when sort of Vince McMahon was making the WWF into a global phenomenon. In the early, early stages of this, Jack and Jerry Briscoe were able to get a majority of shareholders to sell their stock in Georgia Championship Wrestling to Vince McMahon without the knowledge of Ole Anderson, who was the general manager at the time. This was a move that put Vince McMahon on TBS in key time slots in the mid-80s, just as Hulkamania was starting to push through. This was a huge deal that Gerald Briscoe doesn't get really connected with that much. He became a trusted advisor to Vince McMahon after this as well, and was one of the few people that actually knew about Montreal in 1997, i.e. Vince McMahon clued Gerald Briscoe in as to what was about to happen. Not many were in that circle of trust for Vince McMahon. Briscoe's also got a really good eye for talent. It was Gerald Briscoe that signed up a young man from Minnesota who had shown quite a bit of nous when it came to college wrestling. And there was surely some potential to be bigger than the college wrestling scene. And that guy went on to be Brock Lesnar. And it was Gerald Briscoe who was pivotal in signing him up to the WWF very early on. And obviously, history from there is made. It is a surprise to have Vince McMahon remove someone like Gerald Briscoe from their position, considering the level of trust that Gerald Briscoe has within the company. He's 73 years old now as well, so this could probably be his final dalliance in the wrestling world. We don't know whether or not it's a case of he has just been let go from the company altogether, whether he's been made redundant, whether he has been furloughed. When we know more about it, of course, we'll let you know more as well. The next move for a former WWE tag team seems to have been revealed. This was on an episode of Being the Elite yesterday, when the Young Bucks looked to the sky and the cloud spelled out FTR. So it looks as if we are getting the Young Bucks versus the team formerly known as the Revival sooner rather than later. There's been a lot of controversy over the name they have founded, The Revolt. It looks as if that might be changing again as a result of some issues from a already existing team called The Revolt. We've talked about that on the news quite a bit. Regardless of whatever they will be called, the idea of the Young Bucks versus the team formerly known as The Revival is an exciting one. Trademark wars continue between WWE and AEW. This is the real fight right here. So obviously we know that Cody Runnels has trademarked Cody Rhodes, which is in the process of trademarking Cody Rhodes since the trademark expired from WWE. But this still continues. As of this past weekend, WWE officially made their first move to oppose Cody Runnels' registration of trademarks. Not the Cody Rhodes one, though, but of Slamboree and The Match Beyond. The Of course, Slamboree goes all the way back to World Championship Wrestling in the late 80s, created by Dusty Rhodes, debuted as part of Jim Crockett Promotions. Rhodes was in charge of creative for Jim Crockett Promotions at that time, and the Slamboree name kind of falls as a result of Dusty Rhodes. And also with the match Beyond, kind of used as the nickname for War Games in WCW back in the day. And now WWE owns the rights to World Championship Wrestling. That trademark is technically theirs. So the fight will go back and forth. Despite the fact that WWE may not use it, they would quite like just to have it. So brace yourselves for a trademark battle over the next few months. Talking of battle, Battlegrounds. See what I did there. 2K Games put out a statement yesterday after the announcement that there'll be no WWE 2K21 video game, but they are going to be doing something, but it's going to be slightly different. WWE 2K Battlegrounds has been scheduled to be released this coming autumn. WWE Games wrote in their statement, "We are thrilled to introduce you to 2K Battlegrounds, a completely new WWE gaming experience that will feature arcade-style action and over-the-top superstar designs, environments, and moves. We're focusing on social pick-up-and-play fun, but with plenty of depth for those who want to get way into it. Whether you are a casual gamer just learning the ropes or a passionate fan ready for all the action, WWE 2K Battlegrounds provides another way to enjoy WWE video game action. The game is being developed by Saber Interactive, the studio behind NBA 2K Playgrounds, who have been hard at work on WWE 2K Battlegrounds. They're excited to let you smell what they're cooking. WWE 2K Battlegrounds out this autumn, and we are looking forward to sharing more information about the game in the coming months." If you remember a game called WWE All-Stars from a few years ago, which was a game that features sort of arcade-style gameplay and big OTT characters, we're in a similar world to this now. It looks fun. I think if you're going to come along for a realistic WWE gaming experience, I think the moment in the trailer where you see John Cena being eaten by a crocodile, you kind of know that you're not going to get the most realistic wrestling simulator this year. But it'll be fun. A WWE Hall of Famer is running for president. Maybe, kind of, sort of, probably not. Jesse the Body Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, put out a tweet saying, "Okay, I've decided I'm going to test the waters. If I were going to run for president, the Green Party would be my first choice. I've endorsed the party and I'm testing the waters. To be clear, I haven't filed anything. I authorized a letter of interest that was sent on my behalf to the Greens, and I'm testing the waters for Green Party nomination. I'm an independent. I'm not a Democrat or a Republican because I know they're not the solution." In case you haven't guessed, he's just testing the waters. Jesse the President Ventura. Just going to leave that with you.
"Well, you're like any standard promoter. You already fucked me. I asked you for a dirty 30 of Natty Lights.
The hell's this shit? Z Gangsta, motherfucker. Where do you think they got that from at WCW? Me. Why do you think we brought in the No Limit Soldiers? Me.
I've worked on every fucking continent that there is."
"Every continent?
I spent 17 years in the goddamn Maritimes. How would I not have a billion sky miles?"
It goes a little something like this.
"He's a grizzled young vet. He's a grizzled young vet. He's worked so many towns that sometimes he forgets. Doesn't matter his curtain jerking or the main event. Cause he's a grizzled young vet. He's a grizzled young vet. He's worked so many towns that sometimes he forgets. Doesn't matter if he's curtain jerking or the main event. Cause he's a grizzled young vet. He's a grizzled young vet. House was so packed that he thought it was..."
How happy would you be to see Luke Gallows' alter ego appear on the independent circuit? It could be a thing, as it's been reported that Luke Gallows has filed for his trademark on Sex Ferguson, filed it over the weekend, and he's used the gimmick, obviously, on Colt Cabana's Wrestling Road Diaries, so it has previous outside of WWE, and of course, we've seen a much lighter version of Sex Ferguson under the name Tex Ferguson on WWE's Southpaw Regional Wrestling Show.
"Chad, too bad. You think I care
that you got a new green jacket? You think I care that Susie brought you a green jacket? Guess what Susie got for me? A son named Terry Jean that looks just like old Tex. That's what, and I know for a fact that you sent Bad News Allen to do my eye, but unlike you, I can afford an eye patch, pal!
Chad Too Bad seeks to take advantage of Tex's kindness, thinking that it's weakness. But old Tex is an iron lung. He's tougher than a $2 steak.
You think, Chad Too Bad, that I don't know that you sent Freddie Blassie with his filed down teeth to bite out my other eye? Huh? But luckily, Chevy Engineering and a dual exhaust got me back here to Southpaw Regional Wrestling. And come lethal leap year, Too Bad, a big boot, a lariat, and a 1-2-3, and this territory will belong to me again. I'm just gonna need some help, you know, being able to find the ring.
In all the trademark wars that are currently going on in the wrestling industry, this is the one I'm crossing my fingers for the most. I think the independent wrestling world needs Sex Ferguson. Let's make this a thing. Thank you. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Tuesday. The Raw graded will be on the YouTube channel later on today, as will the WTF moments from Monday Night Raw as well. And a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review will be on the podcast feed later today as well. Matthew, Greg, and myself watching old episodes of SmackDown from the very beginning. And this week, it's all about the Radicals, former WCW guys who are now embedded as baddies in the WWF. Join us as we talk about it on the podcast a bit later on today. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.